So Galthorpe in this morning, first segment of 2025, mental wellness, the top ins and outs for the new year. Victim thinking mindset was your number one thing. And then you're talking about radical accountability. Can we talk about that, Dr. Julie Galthorpe?
We can, because the out is victim thinking. The in is radical accountability. So what this refers to, it's deeply honest, it's uncompromising approach to taking full ownership of your actions, decisions, and even the outcomes in life. So it means you acknowledge responsibility not only for what happens in your day-to-day life, but also how you're going to respond, adapt, and grow from these situations. So you have to make a commitment to self-improvement without externalizing blame or relying on excuses. So I was thinking about an example. So one would be if you drop the ball at work, don't give 13 reasons why, something like, well, you know, my dog, I had issues with my dog, my cat doesn't like my dog, on and on and on about your reasons, and then say, you know, sorry about that. Instead, what you would say is, while I had other things going on, I should have prioritized this better. Then you have to have an action plan so it doesn't reoccur, because this is the problem. I think people are tired of hearing sorry with no change. Mm-hmm. So you have to accept that you've made a mistake and then you're going to change it. So rather than focusing on yourself, which we have had huge focus on ourselves for the last number of years, you have empathy on how your failure to follow through or your actions also affect others. So I'm sorry that my failure to complete the project could get us sued. I don't know. Here's my plan. Please don't fire me. And if you choose to keep me on, I will do what I need to do to meet those expectations.
So why do you think this radical accountability is the number one in? Why are you recommending that this year?
Because it's the thing that facilitates such change. So holding yourself accountable, you know, to yourself and acknowledging it to the person you let down, it's so empowering when you do that, and it makes your relationships better. Because I also believe in 2025, we need to be more connected. But if you're not going to take responsibility for yourself, and you're always going to have a reason why you don't follow through on things, why you don't raise the bar, why you don't rise up, things will not get better, and you will remain disconnected to other people and yourself. I also know on a personal level, I struggle with people who don't accept accountability. And I'm pretty tolerant of most things. So if I'm struggling with that, so are other people. Radical accountability acknowledges the problem. So it's not that we're pretending that you didn't get to where you're at because things happened. We know things happen to people. What it does, though, it holds us accountable for growth and change, that aspect. So people who are accountable to themselves, they also have high integrity. They own their role without externalizing that blame, and they're not paralyzed by what's happening or happened to them. So it fosters that resilience, which we need to see more of if you want to feel better. It creates trust in personal and professional relationships. It's an incredible fuel for growth.
Very cool. Owning up to your mistakes. I love that. So where can people reach you, Dr. Galthorpe?
Feel free to look us up at Dr. Julie Galthorpe on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok for the time being. And also you can give us a call at 613-962-1852. And as always, all our information is on our website at Galthorpe Therapists.